and welcome to our Lone Star Podcast for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm your host, Peter Thomas Fortitale, back with you from the Little House on the East Side. Glad to welcome in everybody's favorite Texas bread, the People's Champion, Jonathan.
I think
Kitchen.
There's probably JK, more up? Texas breads that people like more. I'm guessing. Well, Drew Brees used to be a favorite. I still like Drew Brees, but he might have lost a few fans. But I still root for Drew. From the area of Austin, as a matter of fact.
Very good stuff. And a racing fan. There's the classic Drew Brees, Mike Maloney story. Maybe we'll have to get that revisited.
Was that
thunder? Oh, my goodness. That came through loud and clear. Are you okay now?
Everyone's
there?
Fine. Everyone's good. The flood?
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. We are short on time for today's show. So we're going to dive in, and we also have to look at these races as turf and dirt, because we don't know. If right now it looks like off turf is likely, but I imagine it can get dry pretty fast there. So we're going to start off with a 3-and-up maiden claimer, 20, going a mile on the turf. But let's talk about this from both perspectives. I was interested in, on turf, the 3B Bridge, who I thought had a couple of races good enough, including the last turf route try, and is certainly bred to be good enough on the turf. And then just a couple of other angles to mention. The 7 Germinator looked interesting to me on the drop with the bug off and adding a top local rider. I think I was thinking Germinator more for turf. And on dirt, I was interested in Just Ask Joel on trainer alone. How did you see this one, JK? What numbers do you want to use to kick things off on Wednesday? Oh, my goodness, that thunder's loud.
It's real in these streets. If anybody was doubting how we get down here in Texas, it's real. The 3B Bridge, from an off-the-turf standpoint, the race 3 back, the figure was just so fast compared to these other ones with a wet, fast surface at Oaklawn for maiden 30. You have to take that one in consideration if they come off. I also like the horse a little bit on. Now, he had that big race on debut at Gulfstream, a fast figure that day and a maiden special weight on the turf. And then he tried the turf maiden 50 from when he was off the turf, and then Todd kind of dropped him. Todd started to drop him. And now this will be his first time getting back to going long. He had that turf sprint where he didn't really do much running last time. There's an opportunity for him to improve. I think B Bridge is the type you might want to consider using in both situations. And then Germinator is another one that I had the pace figures to suggest that he would be in the race in both situations. And it even showed that he could possibly, if ridden aggressively, get the lead. This horse is a full to Federal Case, who was a horse that Rudy Brissett used to have, and then they sold the horse for a ton of money. And he never really turned out to be much, but I think he sold for like 700,000, maybe more than that, 600,000, 700,000 in a racing age sale. So has a little bit of pedigree there to like the dirt if they come off. And like I said, has some pace figures to suggest that shouldn't be an issue. And Just Ask Joel for me. I didn't really get that one. He did have those back numbers, but he's been on a steady decline for Asmussen. And then he ran for 20 last time. He's back in still for 20, and he didn't really do much running last time on the dirt going the 7 furlongs. Now would kind of be a stretch out situation. Feels like they're just kind of reaching with him. I actually thought you kind of covered it with the other two. Those are the only two that I thought made a ton of sense. And they actually kind of both work on both surfaces. The tricky part is there's nothing that stands out is going to go to the front to take advantage of a race that doesn't seem to have a lot of pace in it. And that's why I give a slight upgrade to the 3B Bridge, who's got some pace figures in the past that suggest that this one could be ridden with a little bit more aggression.
Perhaps I was just being lazy with the Just Ask Joel pick. I am going to consider on dirt. But for you, it's just 3-7. For me, 3-7 and a little bit of the 9. And many apologies to the connections of the 7, whom I called Germinator. We've got a little garden in the backyard. I've been thinking a lot about seeds, I guess. Geminator, not Germinator there. Let's move on to race number 2. We close things out with 3-and-up Texas bred, restricted 7,500 claimers. Number seven, Menon Kyle, is one of several with similar numbers in here, but I wanted to mention for a couple of reasons. Subtle class drop back in versus Texas spreads, and does have a good mark at this distance, which can be a little bit of a specialist distance, in the money both times with a win two back. I thought you could certainly, well, I originally said you can toss the last going two turns in the Will Rogers down slop. Who knows? Could be slop on evidence here again. Again, I still think number seven, Menon Kyle, is worth keeping an eye on. And then from a pace point of view, number three, Storm's Golden Boy, will probably try to wire them again. And you figure the stretch out from 5.5 to 7, that could be a good thing. That sort of contrarian thing we've talked about many times, that they can actually sometimes go slower earlier, stretching out, and that speed becomes even more effective. I'll try to get out 7 and 3 in race number two on Wednesday.
I did an exercise at Santa Anita probably 5 years ago where I wanted to try to figure out if there was any biases on certain distances at Santa Anita. And my assumption was is that 7 furlongs at Santa Anita was going to be closer friendly. It's a little bit longer. It's an elongated sprint. Horses get tired on the front end, and oddly enough, the discovery that I made was that 7 furlongs is actually one of the most speed favoring trips at Santa Anita. You know, horses are tired trying to close, and speed horses are aggressive and go to the front, and it's just something that I just kind of picked up along the way and carried it with me to various racetracks. I always defer to speed going 7. Reason being is a lot of horses that are going 6 are they're stretching out. They're trying to go longer. They're late running closing sprinters that they think maybe they want more ground, but all that added ground does is dull their speed. And so, I'm ice cold as the Storm's Golden Boy. I think it's a great opportunity here at a horse. It's not listed as a morning line favorite. Shouldn't be the favorite. Should be maybe second or third choice in here. He's fast. He should be clear. He should be clear if he wants to be. And I just feel like he's got an opportunity to keep running. I feel like he's got an opportunity to keep running. Like you mentioned, the pace figures were so quick last time. If he runs that fast this time, he's going to be 6 clear, but he doesn't necessarily have to run that fast this time. Then he'll have more energy for the late run. His final figure fits with this group. I'm going to land on the 3 Storm's Golden Boy.
So JK's ticket, considerably tighter than mine. You're just going to go 3-7 with 3. And I'm going to probably do some other savory combinations. Definitely using the 3-7 in this leg. Maybe a little bit the 9 in the first leg. The 3 and the 7 in the second leg. If this changes based on surface or anything else like that, look to our Twitter. Let's try to tweet about this one. That's something that's kind of fun that we could do anyway. In advance of these races on days when we're thinking about it and haven't given out our exact tickets on the show the day before. Maybe we'll try to remember to send out what the exact tickets are going to be. We've had some nice prices come in the brief history of this show. We've had a little bit of bad luck in terms of trying to close out second legs after getting nice prices in first legs, but you know, that probably just means we're due, right?
No, JK? Absolutely. It goes in, what do they say? It's cyclical, right?
Cyclical. We hope. It's a frustrating thing, but I will say in my betting career, that feels right. There will be brief stretches, mind you, where it seems like every pay leg goes your way and you can smile. And then there's others, like the one that I don't know if it's still going on. We'll have to ask him, but our buddy, Matt Vagvolgi, who's a guest on Red Board Rewind this week, where he's been in like a several months skein where he's been sitting 4-4 in the pick 5. And then something silly happens in the last race. Just before we get out of here, any quick advice, JK, when you're in one of those places where it seems like that last result isn't going your way, do you do anything different? Do you just ride out the storm like you're doing right now?
I think that if you know, there's always times to evaluate your decision-making, evaluate your process, you know, try to incorporate new things to just help you see it differently, but do not make wholesale changes to something that is you're only having a lack of success because you've been a little bit unlucky, some bad breaks here or there, situations like that. You don't want to keep changing everything. You want to continue to add and to grow and to use those beats as learning experiences. But I don't think you want to be knee-jerk and become too results-oriented. if you're playing pick threes and pick fours, maybe take a step back and play doubles, you know what I mean? Instead of playing the pick fours, or if you're playing pick fives, maybe take a step back and play a pick four or so. So just see the ball go through the hoop. Sometimes that gives you the confidence to start picking winners again.
Get that base hit through the middle and then start swinging for the fences again. All right, we are out of time. Thank you, JK. Thank you to our sponsors at Lone Star Park. Thanks to all of our listeners, especially the ones who've been interacting with us about these shows. It's been great getting all the feedback. We're glad folks dig this new thing that we're doing. We're going to be back. When are we going to be back? Is there racing? Do we have another one of the Lone Star Sundays coming up? We'll check, but we'll be back. We'll be back sooner rather than later. Of that, I can guarantee you. This show's been a production of In the Money Media. Our business manager is Drew Cotney. Our chief creative officer is Jonathan Kinchin. I'm Peter Thomas Fornital. May you win all your photos.